In the Highland Park neighborhood and all over St. Paul, there's something on the ground that's stopping residents like Aaron Hart in their tracks.
They're a surprise when you come upon them.
Hart isn't referring to the potholes or cracks in the pavement. Rather, it's the poems that are stamped into the sidewalk that have left an impression.
And it makes you stop. It makes you, you know, take a pause in your sort of rushing around in your daily life to participate in art.
But unlike yarn bombing or graffiti, the sidewalk stamps aren't the product of rogue poets. These poems are funded by the city government.
It's not just concrete and streets and sewers and all that kind of stuff. They're also thinking about, you know, the artists in residence and the people who are involved in making part of the everyday lives of the people creative in some aspects.
For more on this and other arts and cultural news stories in the Twin Cities, tune into Culture Q, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. For Culture Q, I'm Marquita Fornoff. Support for this program is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.